Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 30th, 1977. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is a very deep blue this evening. There are shafts of light now coming out of the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. Our Lady is coming down now. She's floating from high in the sky forward. I can see Our Lady has on the most beautiful, not slippers, they're like sandals, with little golden rosebuds on her sandals. Our Lady has a beautiful white gown, and over her shoulders there's a cape, a white cape with golden trim. All about Our Lady there is a brilliant light. It appears that the light is coming from within. I don't know how to explain it. It seems to exude right through Our Lady and lights up the whole sky about her. Our Lady now is joining her hands in prayer. It looks so beautiful. And she has her rosary, the beautiful large rosary with the luminous white Hail Marys and the golden Our Father. They're draped around her hand. Oh, Our Lady looks so beautiful. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and twining it onto her belting. Our Lady's belt is a golden color also. And now Our Lady is raising her first finger to her lips. My child, confusion abounds this evening, but you must understand that Satan is working very hard at this time to bring dissension among the ranks. Do not waste your energies and precious time in trying to restore your present foundation, my child. I am sending you many hands. Therefore, you will go forward and continue to contact our sheep and gather them for my son. I do not contradict my message, my children. You must understand my words are true, my counsel true, and I must be followed exactly in this counsel. Man cannot change my words to suit his own desires. The world is in great chaos, my children. We must try to rebuild it, or we will be destroyed as a nation. My children, I did ask for blue hats for a reason. Upon the women of the United States, when one sets himself or herself to question my direction, they fall into much error. It is better for one to pray when there is a misunderstanding. Pray and you will be given the way. throughout your world, the nation's leaders are searching for peace and finding disaster. There is only one way to find peace, my children, in the heart of mankind, through my son. Whenever your struggles and the cost becomes too heavy, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. My child, my Jesus, my confidence. I ask you, as your mother, to understand my role among you as your mother, to bring you to the knowledge of what is to befall mankind. There are forces now loosed upon your world, forces of evil so great that they will even attack the body to stop the work. My child, you will undergo great stress and strain of body. You must accept your cross without complaint. The forces of 666 are gathered throughout the world. They seek to destroy your vicar in Rome and gain full control of the seat of Peter. The message from heaven is known now in Rome, my children. Pray a constant vigilance of prayer for your bishops and your cardinals, that they will take their heads from the clouds and open their hearts to the truth. The hierarchy has been infiltrated by agents of hell. Many have come posing as angels of light, but with darkness of heart and dark secrets. My children, you must pray more. We will not at this time make public knowledge of names, for now we seek the Spirit. Names are not necessary. Public castigation is not necessary. We must now, as children of God and light bearers, go forward and gather the souls with acts of mercy, charity of heart. And I tell you, my children, prayers must be accompanied with works. In their quest for knowledge, men of theology have been seeking and finding Satan. Your children must now receive their knowledge from their parents. For when they leave your homes, they will find Satan waiting and all of his agents now loosed from hell. My children, you will pray for your priests, your clergy, but do not be fooled by those who have fouled their habits. Restore my son's church to its former glory. My children, do not abandon your children now when they need you. I understand the harvest of souls shall be small for heaven. My children, listen now and act upon my counsel. The time is going short. There will be sent upon mankind a chastisement such as hath never been seen upon your earth before, and shall never be visited again upon mankind. For at the end of this chastisement, there will be not much flesh left upon earth. Man cries for peace and brotherhood, but these come from his lips. These words do not come from his heart. And how can he have true love in his heart of his brother if he does not accept the Father of all love, his God in heaven? What can a man teach to others if he does no longer have the light in his heart to teach? He can only send forth the darkness and the evil that comes from the hidden corners of his heart to others. My children, no evil is ever triumphant. By their fruits will they be known. No evil is ever triumphant. My children, I despair of heart, for many are rejecting my son. What manner of folly is this to reject my son? You cannot enter heaven. You must believe, my son, in the Trinity, or you will not see the Father over the veil. Oh, my children, since the beginning of creation, never has the state of man's soul been so defiled upon earth. In the days gone by, if you read the testaments of your good books, you will find that man was always warned of his folly, and man was warned of his coming punishment, and the heavy hand of his God then descended upon him. Oh, my children, you do not learn from your past, but you commit over and over again the same mistakes and the same follies. But now mankind has accepted a more sophisticated form of sin, so diabolical in its nature that it could only come from the black heart of the depths of hell and Satan. You must keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. You will meet with great opposition in this struggle. The message from heaven will meet with great opposition. My children, we ask of you obedience to your God. We ask of you obedience to the message from heaven. Many miracles, cures and conversions shall be given in the name of the Eternal Father for the promotion of the mission upon earth. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now. My children, remain all humble of heart. Seek only for the light. Search as light there is in the darkness. Go through the darkest corners of the souls of mankind. Bring your light to them as given to you from heaven. Always there will be opposition, my children, when Satan knows that his time goes short. He will come back from the abyss with demons comparable in power to himself. There is loose now upon your earth the man of perdition, 666. He has entered now into the highest places of rank of my son's church, and he has entered upon the highest positions in the governments of the world. My children, I say to you now to guard your souls and the souls of your children. There are the very forces of hell now loosed among you. In the conflagration fast approaching, many martyrs shall be made. The Eternal Father shall ask for victim souls. Many victim souls are needed before the coming of the ball of redemption. Oh, my children, come to me, your mother, with purity of heart and purpose. I will guide you in the confusion ahead. Do not gather the trifles and irritations about you, but cast off what is not important to go forward and build towards the light. My children, I bless you. For heaven, I send among you for my son graces, graces for cures, and graces for conversion. Graces shall flow freely and as numerous as the petals that cascade from the roses. Our lady now is opening her hands. She's putting her hands to the side like this. And her cape is opening, and I don't know where they came from. The most beautiful rose petals are coming down now from her cape. From underneath, they are endless. I don't know where they could be all coming from. But now the whole sky over Our Lady statue is filled with the most beautiful, fragrant, rose petals. Oh, it's so beautiful. Oh, it's like walking through a garden of roses. Oh. Now the sky about Our Lady is becoming a beautiful pale blue, and the petals of the roses are still falling coming now from Our Lady's hands. She's extending her hands out like this, and all the most beautiful petals of roses are falling about us. Now Our Lady is placing her hands together like this and touching her lips. Repeat, my child. The end is not as far as you can see. Already there is apostasy. Man cast his lot and gathered the coals to stoke the fire that burns the souls. The days are numbered, the hours are few, so work and pray and try to do the work that's given in the light until that sad time when all is night. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her left side with her hand, with the right hand, and directly over the tree I see Teresa, Saint Teresa, and her sisters coming forward, and all about them are white gown figures. I know they're angels, beautiful. Oh, I cannot ever put into human words the feeling they give you, the emotion of seeing these beautiful people from heaven. Oh, and Teresa too, she's all lit up. Teresa is bending her head forward and saying, repeat, my sister, the poem message I gave to you. Dear Jesus, all I can do is just love you, for my riches are here in my heart. They're not locked or chained against stealing. They're always free to depart. I offer this gift to you, Jesus. Accept it with your precious joy. I'm yours to hold there in your kingdom. Just treat me as your little toy. Oh, Teresa is smiling. And she's also now extending her hand there like this. And she's throwing rose petals down. I don't see where she got them because I didn't see her carrying the roses. But now, as Teresa is moving her hand, there are rose petals being scattered all over from the sky. They're coming down just around the tree. Beautiful rose petals. Oh, hers and our ladies were red, but these have yellow and pink, and they're very, very fragrant. Oh, and they're falling down now all about the grounds. Now the sky is becoming very, very light all about Our Lady's statue. There's a dark section right above it, and a cross now is forming just over Our Lady's statue. The cross is, I don't know, it's a very somber looking cross. It's huge and almost like steel or made of stone, but it's a very dark looking cross, kind of frightening in a way. Now Our Lady is pointing up. Our Lady is standing on the left side and she's pointing up to the sky where this large black looking cross is just suspended there. Our Lady said, this, my child, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. Oh, my child, as the world goes farther into darkness, will they seek the way, my child? Will they look for my son? Will they find him? Now Our Lady is directly across the sky. And coming from that dark-looking somber cross are these ash-like particles that I saw falling before. There's been ash-like particles. I can't explain it. There's something terrible is going to happen. And there's something like a dust falling from the sky. It's been strangling me almost since the beginning. A dust-like formation. And something, I don't know what it is, there seems to be a disturbance in the atmosphere, a severe disturbance. Oh dear, my child, you must now keep in your heart what I am going to show you. I admonish you, you will not make this known to mankind until I tell you. Promise me, my child, to not reveal this. I promise, Blessed Mother, I promise.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Oh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women,
oh.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.
Oh, I can't tell it? Oh, maybe you would stop it? No, my child. I give you this knowledge only for yourself in the mission. What was to happen in the future, my child, shall be now. I repeat, you must hasten to send out the message. What was to happen in the future shall be now.
Amen. The third joyful mystery, the birth of our Lord and Savior at Bethlehem.
Continue, my child, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. I understand the fear that is set into your heart by the knowledge, my child, but you must guard it at this time. Oh, I am going to faint.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Got you, Veronica.
Okay, Veronica.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
It's all right, dear. It's all right.
It's terrible.
All right,
take a deep breath, Veronica. Take a deep breath.
Oh.
Enough is cramped on you.
We've got to stop it.
Yeah,
we've got
pray,
to
pray,
stop
pray,
it.
Pray.
I can't live with it, the knowledge of what it is. Blessed Mother. How soon?
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
2 candles, please. And Evelyn and Vernon.
The sky is opening in a circular pattern all about the outside rim of the circle. It's difficult to explain. There is a deep coloring of pink. Now the pink is becoming wider around the edges, and it seems to be going inward towards the center of the sky, directly over our lady statue. Oh, it's leaving an area almost host-like in formation. And directly from the center of this area, I can see Jesus coming forward. He's a small figure. He's coming from quite a distance now. He's coming in quite fast. Now, I can't explain it. He doesn't walk. Jesus is just carried, and it must be wind because his gown is blowing. Oh, now he's approaching very close. Oh, Jesus has nothing on his feet. I can see his feet are bare. And his gown is long, and it's not a white. It's like an off-white, an ecru color sort of, not a beige, a little lighter than a beige. And Jesus has a belting about his waist. It's made of a brown skin-like material. That's what it appears to be. Now, Jesus is wearing his red cloak, like it's tied at his right under his chin, about his neck. I don't know. It seems to be a rope-like cording. It's not like the belting at his waist. I'm trying to see the material. It's almost impossible in the light. It's so brilliant, the light, that I can barely make out the distinctive colors. Now, the cloak, Jesus's cloak, is very long and very billowing. He's catching it now with his hand, now bringing his cloak closer to his body. And now Jesus is going to gather, he's gathering it about his left arm. I see he's going to hold it in the left hand arm. And he's placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, as you go forward upon the mission from heaven, you will experience all the fury of Satan. All in the days ahead will be tested as metals in the fire. With every war, there are casualties, my children. The weak will fall away. And so it is now in this war of the spirits that the weak will drop by the wayside. You must all go forward in confidence and perseverance when self-pride and seeking for human gain enters upon the mission, the seeds will not flower and develop constructively. My children, there are many changes made in your mission, a direction taken by some that brings wonderment to your heart and questioning. All the solace I give to you now is to accept all crosses sent your way, for they are for reason. In the mission from heaven, you must give yourselves over fully to the Spirit. The more you become attached to worldly gain or endeavors, seeking the material before the spiritual, the farther you will go from the truth. The agents of hell, loosed upon mankind, are gathering now to do great battle in Rome.
your country, the United States, and many nations throughout the world will go through crucibles of suffering. I repeat, all the plans of heaven for your chastisement can be forestalled, held in abeyance, if you make an effort to do penance and change your ways that have offended your God. The rules for mankind were given from the beginning by the Eternal Father. They were commands from heaven, commands to be followed through love, commands that only can be followed through love. For fear does not beget love. If you will seek the light, you will not remain in darkness. But if you prefer in your human frailty to remain in the darkness, shall you have the time to come out of this darkness? I say unto you, and I repeat my mother's counsel to you, that the time is growing short. There will be set upon mankind trials, disturbances of nature, accelerating in time, disturbances of nature that go far beyond scientific explanation. My children, the hand of your God is descending. With patience, the Eternal Father watches, never wishing that even one be lost to him. The sheep are scattering. The shepherds have fallen asleep. And now, in this crucial hour, new shepherds will come forward. They will be of humble beginnings, with great humility and love of their God. Oh, my children, how long can you expect a reprieve? Far beyond what man has ever conceived in his human mind will he experience the ball hurtling down upon earth, and earth shall be planet struck. My children, the scoffers will multiply. Those who have gained worldly knowledge and influence will turn away. It is not with idle talk or scripture that the word has gone out to mankind that all of your power gained upon earth will be nothing. All of your wealth stored upon earth will be nothing. And I assure you in truth, it will be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man
to enter into the kingdom of heaven. You cannot serve or love two masters. One you will love, and the other you will hate. And your heart shall be where your wealth lies. Oh, my children, there will be many martyrs coming out of the tribulation periods. You will all follow my way. You will pick up your cross and carry it without questioning or complaint. You and the world's peoples will experience very soon the start of the great sorrows upon mankind. If you have listened to the direction and counsel of my mother, you have prepared your household well. Step by step, the rising tides shall engulf mankind. Before many of those who listen now to my counsel, before long, I say unto you, you will have received direct confirmation of the prophecies from heaven. My children, you will keep your armor about you. Protect your children with this armor. It has been given to you for good reason. If you cannot understand in your human mind, accept it through faith and gain. If you reject the counsel of my mother, you reject the salvation of your soul and your children's souls. The world's leaders in the nations of earth have received a great part of the counsel of my mother. You must all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country and the world. Prayer can only now melt the hearts of those who have closed their ears. My children, continue on your mission. Your prayers shall bring many back before the tribulation. You must restore my church upon earth. I ask you as light bearers to make every effort to retain the truth in knowledge of my existence in the Trinity. You will protect your children. The forces of evil are now loosed fully upon your earth. Guard your homes against infiltration of evil. My children, my mother will be with you through the tribulation. Come to her with your hearts. She will console and counsel you all. Her heart is open. Her mantle is open wide to protect you. You will receive on asking many graces of cures and conversions
They will be given to you as numerously as the petals that come from the heavens. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to the right and he's gliding across the sky. He's just being carried on the wind. That's what it appears like. It's absolutely weightless. I can't explain it. Our Lady now is coming from over on the right side. She was standing over the second tree and she's coming across the sky with Teresa and her sisters following her, and many other peoples. They appear to be religious of some nature, monks and I believe priests from their garments. Now they're following Our Lady across the sky. Our Lady is now just stopping by Jesus. Our Lady is taking from her waist her rosary, and she's extending her beautiful rosary with the golden crucifix in front of her and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus and Our Lady are gliding across the sky. They're standing just above the flag on our left side, and they're both looking down. They're very high in the sky. I can see the tips of their feet. And Jesus is bending over now and extending his hand out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, and send among you the Spirit of light. You will receive, I repeat anew, many graces, many manifestations and photographs. Retain them, for you will use them consistently. Now Jesus and Our Lady are backing up. They seem, I don't know, they're just going back higher up into the sky, directly over Our Lady's statue. And Teresa now is coming over, and she, her sisters are with her, and all the clergy, and I see nuns, but they're wearing all different kinds of habits, some with big white headpieces, and some of them are just small with the black veiling close to their heads. They're quite a number of them. They're all the sky is just covered with all of these figures of the clergy. Now they're joining, they're coming behind Our Lady, and they're standing behind Our Lady, and Teresa is holding up a rose, a long stem, but it's a golden rose. Oh, she's holding a very large rose, and she's passing it now to Our Lady. Our Lady is turning to her right and accepting the golden rose from Teresa. And now Jesus is bowing his head and he's saying, truly the mystical rose. Now Jesus is motioning now. Oh, yes. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on May 30th, 1977. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.